This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're going to pop the hood. Standing by is Dan Watson, the CEO of TheLoupage.com. And anytime throughout the broadcast, you can get a hold of Dan. And he is at 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the email, either Dan himself, Dan Watson at TheLoupage.com, or you can email myself at bob@autoworldradio.com. Let me remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And I have interviewed just about all the classic car offerings out there, and Hagerty truly is the best company. And now that they work with local agents, there's nothing from stopping you to save some money, because that's what you're going to do, and get some great protection. Well, the hood is open, and sliding up to the microphone is the one and only Dan Watson, the CEO of The Loop Page. We already got a phone call waiting for us, Dan. What a great way to start. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to be on with you tonight, Bob.
And absolutely.
So we got some questions to take, and maybe we get a little break here. We'll talk a little bit about some off-road racing with the Menzies Motorsports and hooking up with Amsoil. But phone calls come first, so let's get to it.
Absolutely. We go to Texas and bring forth Dan. Dan, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. This is John.
Sorry, John from Texas.
It's all right. I've got a question about automatic transmission oil.
How we can help you out?
Dan's been very helpful with me in the past on engine oil, and I am using his product. Very satisfied with it. I've got another one of those situations of a 2013 Ford Edge that's used for commercial purposes. It shows 133,000 miles on the odometer, idles probably 10-15 hours a day. Now, I don't know if we have the same effect on automatic transmissions as we do with engines. I don't know what's in there and actually working when you're sitting idling. I meant to get the transmission serviced on this much sooner. It's never been done. I'd like to know what he recommends about servicing these, what fluids to use in them. My experience in the past has been that when you take a car with higher miles and flush the transmission, that all you really do is break up a bunch of loose crud that eventually, not eventually, but very quickly, seems to cause transmission problems. This transmission, I'm told, has the filter inside the transmission. The only way you can service the filter is to take the transmission out, take it apart. So what they recommend is flushing it. So what does Dan think I might do at 133,000 miles on this, and what fluid would I use?
Well, there's a couple things I would start out with, and I would ask you, you kind of do a field test on this if you can, which is you pull the dipstick out that shows the level in that transmission. And if you've got you need a really nice pure white napkin, and you let this thing make some drips, separate them apart so that they'll make individual drips, and then you look at those and you determine if the stain it makes in the white napkin is uniform, what you're looking for and don't want to see is that there's a light color stain with a dark ring around it at the edge of as far as the fluid penetrated and soaked out, because what that would indicate is that it pushed its heavy level of particulate to the outside edge of the stain, and that wouldn't be good. That'd be showing an awful lot of particulate in the transmission. But the other, believe it or not, the other straight test on transmission fluid is if you can bring it up close to your nose and smell it, because regular transmission fluid doesn't have a whole lot of smell. Really bad burnt transmission fluid will smell just like that, like almost like a burnt product of oil burning, and you can smell it and know that it's in bad shape. You're just doing that to know what you're dealing with, because after 130,000 miles and the idling that you do, it's a good question of what is the real condition of the fluid that's in the transmission. Because you're absolutely right, if the transmission fluid breaks down and produces varnish and other sediments that it would put in the transmission, when you then either put new transmission fluid in or flush, as the guys are talking about, an exchange system of putting in fluid and extracting the old fluid at the same time, when you start running the transmission with that new transmission fluid in it, you can start cleaning out all the nooks and crannies of wherever that bad deteriorated transmission fluid plated itself out or caked itself out in spots, and that can really cause some problems, because what happens is that bad stuff, if you will, varnish, ends up making its way to stick on the surfaces of the abrasive clutch discs that are supposed to come together and form a good grip and cause the shaft to turn and the transmission to work. And so you may end up with a lot of slipping if that was the case. So you're right to be concerned about that with a tremendous amount of idle time and transmission service. Now, you wonder what happens in the transmission when you're idling. Well, actually, a lot. You're not moving the gears, but the torque converter pump is working, and it's moving fluid. And in most vehicles now that have a cooler that's made as part of the bottom of the radiator, it's pumping fluid up to the bottom of the radiator and back around and back into the transmission. So it's continuing to do the one thing that hurts transmission fluid the most. It's continuing to make it hot and make it really pretty hot, because at idle, there's not a lot of air that moves over any of the components under the car, and you're depending entirely on the radiator cooler portion of the radiator that's for the transmission oil to cool the transmission. And sometimes what really happens is the transmission oil starts to try to equalize with the temperature of the radiator, and that might be 200 degrees. So it may not make it all the way up to 200, but it will run at probably fairly elevated temperatures at idle, more so than it would when you're driving down the road. So it's been hot, and it's probably well beyond what was its design life, so you got to take a good look at it. Once you take a look at it, okay, all I can tell you is that if it were really smelled bad and left bad stains on a white napkin and so forth, you'd really have to consider how you would clean it up before you would continue on. Now, there are some transmission cleaners. There's one from Amsoil. It's called an engine and transmission flush. It's just designed to get all that stuff loose and going, so that when you actually drain it out, maybe you get rid of it before you come back around to try to operate the transmission. But, you know, what I would say is the fluid that's going to go in that, a late model Ford, is going to be what they call the Mercon LV rated fluid, LV standing for low viscosity. And Amsoil makes an outstanding one in their, you know, 100% synthetic transmission fluid. It's perfect for the car. If you can check your transmission fluid and you don't have any signs of detrimental things, then you're good to go.
Hold that thought, Dan. We'll finish up on the other side of this break. This is Auto World.
The way is clear. are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We are taking your calls at 855-660-4261. We've got our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication with more than 25 years worth of experience, one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in the the entire North American continent. And he's answering a question from John in Texas. And it's an automatic transmission question. And sorry that hard network break came up just a little bit too fast.
Well, I was trying to put it in a nutshell, really, for John, which is that his transmission fluid, you kind of have to get an idea of what it's like, and then once you determine if the fluid's in good shape, you wouldn't be concerned about much of anything except making the change. Now, if you find the fluid appears to be have a lot of sediment in it and that it has a bad smell to it and it's no longer a nice pink color but it's turned something else, then you got to start working on how you clean the transmission up and everything before you put it back in operation. But the truth is, you really need to do something if the fluid's getting really bad, because pretty soon it will really mess up the shifting characteristics of the transmission. And once it gets down into the what they call the valve body and the transmission can't port pressures like it's supposed to move things around, those wafer discs that are actually the abrasive clutch discs that come together don't come together with enough pressure. And when they don't come together with enough pressure, they'll start slipping, and then they'll make clutch dust, and the whole system starts to cascade into a worse condition. So it is important to get it changed. You just want to look at it and make sure that it's not real bad, because if it's real bad, then you got to think about flushing the transmission and trying to clean it up, and then when you get it as clean as you can, then coming back and completely reloading it with a new load of transmission fluid and heading down the road. But with any kind of not luck, but with good tidings, it won't be like that, and all you have to do is get enough transmission fluid to have an exchange done, because like you said, if you can't, this transmission is inaccessible to the point to where it can't drop the pan to get to the transmission filter or do those kind of things without great labor efforts, then you just have to use the exchange system that's available in a number of these transmission shops to literally purge out the fluid and put in new fluid at the same time. Is John still there?
I am, yes, sir, listening intently.
Yeah, well, I know you got a taxi, so at any moment somebody might want you to do some work if you wouldn't be able to.
Well, nothing on the horizon, Dan.
Okay.
So is doing nothing the worst thing I could do?
It is, because I think you have to do something. In your line of work, it's just unacceptable for the transmission to go down hard, because that takes you off the road. You can't do any business and probably cost you $1,500 to $2,500 to get it back on the road. So what I'm talking about is just a matter of making an evaluation of the fluid and then deciding whether it doesn't appear to have much problem and you just go ahead and change it. Or if it looks like it's got a little, then maybe what you want to do is get some of that transmission flush from Ansel, follow the instructions on it, let it run with that, and then do the exchange that pushes everything out, and it's already done the best it can to clean the transmission, and then that stuff gets purged out and the new fluid comes in, and it takes all the stuff it cleaned with it as it's purged out.
So just sitting and idling is as hard on the transmission as it is on the engine.
Yes, in reality, here's the difference. The engine idling is hard on the oil, but it's also hard on a number of components like, the moving bearings and all of this. In the transmission, nothing's moving but fluid and the torque converter pump, okay? So, yeah, you're not forcing the clutch disc to engage or gears to move or operate, which, would be obviously that has a certain lifespan. You're not putting any miles on that, but you're pumping fluid at a high temperature, and the problem with that is that when the fluid runs at elevated temperature, for transmission fluids, that's always its killer is temperature and time at the temperature, because eventually it begins to react with oxygen, and when it does, it starts making varnish or even in some cases a little bit of sludge. But since the transmission on there, I don't know what temperature, but one nice thing it has, I just looked it up, is it has a pretty good volume, 9 to 11 quarts. That's a fairly small vehicle. It's not real big, but that's a good size volume in the transmission, which is a good check to say, well, it's got good oil volume, so maybe it's lasted through this without any difficulty, because some of these transmissions that I see are down to 4, 5, 6 quarts, and that's not a lot of transmission volume. They didn't make the transmission big enough to hold that kind of volume, but in that Ford Edge, you've got, I don't know which, the 6-speed transmission has anywhere from 9 to 11 quarts of oil, depending upon which model it is. And that's good, because it's got fairly large volume of oil. So I think you're probably going to be okay because of the volume of oil being able to endure the, you know, the temperature and the idling situation for a longer period of time. You'll just have to look at it now. Do this. If you really are concerned, you look at it and you can smell it and it just doesn't look good at all, then give me a call back and we'll see if we can, you know, you can call me at my office number anytime, 800-370-2986. I think you have the number. You can call me and we'll try to devise a strategy to deal with it if you think it's really deteriorated. But let's assume with that volume that you're still, you haven't reached the deterioration, and you can just do a good flush, you know, exchange, as they call it at the place. Exchange the fluid, put new fluid in, and once you put the Amsoil in, now it's good in that application for about 100,000, maybe even 150,000 miles, but you're, again, idling all this time. And if it's possible for you to go by one of the auto parts stores and ask them for an hour meter that you just hook up to the ignition system on the vehicle of when it's turned on and running, and you can mount it right under the dash or somewhere where you want it, and follow the hour schedule, because the way we convert that is 40 miles per hour is the standard. So if you have an hour that you idle, that's the same as 40 miles on the odometer. So 100 hours of time is 4,000 miles. So in fleet vehicles that do a lot of idling, it's better to do all of your maintenance based on the hour meter and forget about the odometer. Just follow the hour meter. And if you're going to change oil at, you know, 10,000 miles, that'd be 250 hours.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you a couple of questions here. I may be getting ready to be on the move.
All right.
The smell is not bad. The color is not bad, but it's not pink. Now, that other test you recommended is something new I've never heard of, and I'll just have to look into doing that.
I think, number one, if you can't smell it, you're on good ground so far.
Yeah, give Dan a call at the office, and he can customize a solution for you. We'll take a pit stop, and then more with Dan Watson from the Lou page. This is Auto.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For you.
USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
The mayor of Fayetteville, North Carolina, telling residents along rivers to get out while they still can. U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Carl Schultz, appearing on ABC's This Week, says he's been communicating with the president.
We talked about the massive risk the storm poses, catastrophic flooding, prolonged flooding.
Heavy rains and catastrophic flooding continue across portions of North and South Carolina. A woman accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct more than 30 years ago came forward publicly Sunday detailing her allegations about the Supreme Court nominee in an interview with the Washington Post. The paper said Christine Blasey Ford, a professor in California, reached out to the Post in July as Kavanaugh's name appeared on short lists to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, but she opted not to speak with the Post on the record for weeks. As her private outreach to California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein became public, she decided to go ahead and speak out for herself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The hood is open. Dan Watson is with us, CEO and president of thelubepage.com, and lots of great questions there from John in Texas, and we can help you out. If you have a question directly for Dan, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Hey, Dan, I was noticing in the news recently there was an announcement of continued activity by the folks at AMSOIL in motorsports, in particular the Baja 500 race, and it's the 50th anniversary of the first Baja 500.
Yes, they've been involved in off-road racing, powerboat racing, snowmobile racing, motorcycle racing, just about everything out there except when you got to get into those big NASCAR guys and they want you to mortgage the house and sell your firstborn, you know, to be involved. And the company hasn't decided to go that route. But the off-road racing is interesting because not only is it a challenging racing situation, like these guys drive it in Baja and they have these trucks and they set up, and it's a real test of the mechanical ability of that vehicle, that truck, to just last the race, much less win anything. It's just incredibly, I'll tell you, the chassis in those trucks take beatings. It's unbelievable bouncing over all that stuff and driving those races. And AMSOIL makes the gear lubes that these guys use, the engine oils they use, the grease they use, every lubricant that's in the truck. And the Menzies Racing, they were with AMSOIL in the Torque series, and they've come back now to rejoin with AMSOIL as far as a sponsor. They continue to use AMSOIL products in a non-sponsored situation because it's just the products are too good to let loose of. But now they're back as a sponsor, AMSOIL sponsoring them, and they'll be involved in more racing even after the Baja 500 in this off-road racing. But you find it on ESPN and that type of format where you'll find these truck races that are going on out there in the just horrid terrain that these guys are driving through and having to make the best speeds they can because it's competitive. You can't just poke along. You've got to push the thing to the limit. And that's an area that AMSOIL has been featured in because these guys have to use very, very superior products in order just to survive. And AMSOIL's been a large player in the snowmobile racing. Of course, that would make sense since they live in northern Minnesota and the very top of Wisconsin, up in Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin. So, you know, I would imagine that there's a lot of the guys and gals that work for AMSOIL probably were driving snowmobiles when they were 10 or 12 years old. So that's a very popular, I think, up there. When I talk with them, they just get disappointed in the winter if they don't get sufficient snow. It's not a matter of being just, you know, oh, here comes the snow. To them, it's no, we want the snow, and we want enough to be able to do the things we like to do in the winter. Otherwise, it really is a bummer to live in northern Minnesota if you can't get enough snow to go play on your snowmobiles and have some fun. So good performance factors that really test these AMSOIL products. And one thing I like about AMSOIL is you can buy the products that these racers use. It's not a different product.
Oh, that's great.
It's not like you're saying, well, yeah, they use that, but over here they sell you this. In the snowmobile world, they make a Dominator oil. That's their Dominator snowmobile oil. It's the exact same oil they use in their competitive snowmobile racing teams. And the person can buy it off the shelf from AMSOIL. These Torque guys, they're using the racing oils, the Dominator racing oil for the engines. They're using a special-made, very high viscosity gear lubes and those things. So we're talking about a 190 or a 240 rated gear lube. Very, very heavy because, man, the shock factor in that set of gears in the rear end is just unbelievable. When that thing loses traction and then comes back down and those wheels re-engage, and it's got tremendous horsepower, well, all that power runs right through that axle into that ring and pinion gear and just hammers those gears together. And so they make an extra thick gear lube to give more cushioning inside those gears. So you can get very, very high quality products directly from AMSOIL out of their catalog in whatever pastime you have for that kind of stuff. If you're into off-road stuff and you do it and it's your hobby, do yourself a favor. You can buy the top of the line proven racing products from AMSOIL. You don't have to go and talk to some other oil company and say, no, I want the ones that you guys produce for the real racers. I want the real good stuff, right? And if you ask them, you may not even be able to get it. If you can, it'll be super high priced. But you can get it directly from AMSOIL. They sell it right in their catalog for the racing products for all these different applications.
Again, if anybody has additional questions about motorsports, Dan, I'm sure you can field those as well once you remind everybody of your email and telephone number.
Yes, they can always email me. It's easy. Dan, my name, Dan Watson, at my website, thelubepage.com. And you can go to that website. thelubepage.com and ask questions on the website. Or you can always call me at 800-370-2986. So we're at this all the time. We get lots of questions all the time. I tend to every day be spending some time on the computer answering questions to people that have sent me and asked for help on things. So that's what we do. That's what we offer. And, of course, we always appreciate it that people are looking for Amsoil products to give us their business, because we really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Rodney in Atlanta has a question. He writes, my car calls for a special transmission fluid for the CVT transmission. That's continuously variable transmission. Can I use AMSOIL ATF for this application?
Well, it's a good question, because the answer is you can use AMSOIL CVT fluid, but you can't use regular transmission fluid. Such an area that mistakes are made constantly in this area. CVT is a special animal. It is not a regular automatic transmission. And if you put regular rated, anybody's regular rated ATF in your CVT, it probably will have all kind of operational problems. And if it can manage to even operate, it will probably fail on you, and there'll be some bad problems that cost a lot of money. So do not do that. You have to run CVT fluid. It's made by several companies. AMSOIL makes an outstanding CVT fluid, but you have to run CVT fluid in CVT transmissions. And then I say that, and there's one exception. There's a Toyota has a in their hybrid, they have a kind of a transmission that many people seem to call a CVT. It really isn't. And it operates between the electric motor and the engine in a transfer of power type system. And it uses regular ATF. So when in doubt, ask the manufacturer to tell you. If you can't get to the manufacturer and get what you really understand as a straight answer, then please call me. But don't take a chance. These things are expensive, Bob. A CVT transmission, you blow one up, it's going to cost you $2,500 or $3,000. It's
easy.
Not cheap.
No, absolutely. Take Dan's advice and give him a call. Shoot him an email, danwatson@thelubepage.com, or myself, Bob, at autoworldradio.com. We've got Juan in El Paso with a question after we take a quick break for news messages. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. We're live across North America, around the world via GCNlive.com. We've got archives and podcasts and listening on demand for you anytime at GCNlive.com. And also you can check out our broadcasts at theloopage.com, where Dan Watson, the CEO, president, is with us. He's got more than 25 years worth of lubrication experience. Well, ZZ Top, the little band from Texas, brought us in from that last break, so we go to El Paso, Texas, where Juan writes us a note. I have a manual transmission that calls for a GL4 gear lube. I can't find GL4. Can I use the GL5? That is easy to find.
Well, here's another good question. And if we got listeners out there, tweak your ear for just a minute and hear this, because it's important. There are transmissions that are made, and they have brass synchronizers. Now, I know we're getting some people say, what are you talking about? Okay, listen, when you shift that beautiful BorgWarner or that Gitrag transmission or whatever you got, okay, here's the thing. You don't want it grinding as you're trying to put it in gear. So they make these things called synchronizers that line up the gears so they can then slide right in, and then they work terrific, okay? And in a number of transmissions, they're made out of brass. Now, that's important, because this brings us over to this GL4 versus this GL5. What does it mean, okay? Well, the GL ratings for gear lube are there so they can tell you the service application for how much extreme pressure additive is in that gear lube. Now, you say, well, why? What is extreme pressure additive, and what is it used for? Well, when gears mesh together, those teeth come together, there's relatively small areas that are engaged between the two gears that transfer the total force between the gears. So there's a lot of extreme pressure on a small area in those steel gears, and we got to lubricate it. That's what we do, the lubrication people. We got to lubricate that spot, because two pieces of steel brought together under high pressure will do what's called spot welding. They'll actually weld themselves together. And then due to the force of the turning of the shaft, they'll break themselves apart as it moves on. But every time it does that, it rips metal from the two teeth that spot welded themselves together. And you're just tearing the gears up. You're just absolutely pulling metal off the surface of it and destroying the gear face. And if you do that just for a little bit, pretty soon the gear tooth will break off because you pull so much metal of it off. And now it's all over. You might as well call the tow truck. So what do we do as lubrication people to fix that? We use these things called extreme pressure additives. And extreme pressure additives are these wonderful things where we take a sulfur molecule, and this stuff called molybdenum comes from the form of a type of moly, but it's molybdenum, okay? It's an element. We put them together. They love to sit there and be attracted to each other. And this additive that we put in this gear lube, when that oil with that additive, that molybdenum in it, between those gears with that sulfur, will have high pressure, create high temperature, activates the sulfur, and it chemically bonds to the surface of the metal with that molybdenum. So that every time those gears are coming together, they're actually coated with this molybdenum, which acts as a sacrificial metal wear, so that the steel never comes together, only the molybdenum to molybdenum, and that acts as a sacrificial element that allows the gears to keep turning and never go metal to metal. Without that moly, with regular anti-wear additives in there, we would not be able to protect the gears. So now, back to the GL4 versus GL5. GL4 tells us that we have a light load of sulfur-based molybdenum. It's called molybdenum disulfide, okay? That's the actual term for it. But we have a light load of it. We go to GL5, it's heavily loaded with the sulfur-based molybdenum compound. Now, here's where we get back to those brass components. If we create free sulfur, meaning that the sulfur breaks loose from the molybdenum in the oil, sulfur will be attracted to brass, which has copper in it. That's what it is. Brass is a copper alloy. If that sulfur is attracted to that brass alloy, it will dissolve it. So if I have the wrong gear loop in my beautiful transmission with brass synchronizers, I can literally dissolve the brass synchronizers and have a transmission with little, if any, synchronization in it, and be starting to jam the gears and cause all kinds of problems. So, like I said, the reason I ask you to listen up to this one is that there are transmissions where they tell you in your owner's manual that you have to use a certain gear loop. Most of the time it would say like 7590 GL4 gear loop. And a lot of manufacturers stopped making GL4, assuming that GL5 could cover the preceding GL4. But the problem is, GL5 gear loops contain too much sulfur-based extreme pressure additives, and if that transmission gets hot enough that those start breaking loose, it's Katie bar the door and goodbye synchronizer. So it's very important to use GL4 when the manufacturer tells you that's the gear loop you need to use. If you can't find it, call me. We make an excellent one. It's called Manual Transmission Gear Loop, okay? And it is for manual transmission and transaxle gear loop, actually, because in a lot of these front-wheel drive vehicles that have a manual transmission, that's exactly what it calls for, is GL4. And you might get away with GL5 for a period of time, and then on one particular day, whatever the situation is, whenever that transmission got hot, greater than, say, 210 degrees, because doing something, and it got really hot, bingo, there goes the synchronizer. So, Bob, it's just an important thing to understand, and few people understand it.
Yeah, I can understand the confusion. It's one that really needed to be explained, and you did a wonderful job in explaining it. Those CVT transmissions have got so much better over the years, and one thing that when you're driving a CVT, there's no traditional gear shifts, so you go from
it's the greatest thing going for fuel economy, because it keeps the engine in its sweet spot at the RPM where it's getting its best fuel economy. And so there's nothing like them. Now, I want to be clear, though, the CVT transmission, not to be confused with where it says GL4. It's a whole different fluid. But the GL4 stuff, when you look in your manual transmission, you may find it, if you were to look in British Leyland products like MGs and Triumphs and so forth, you might find where it says, hey, use motor oil or GL4 gear lube in this transmission, okay? There's a number of the big Dodge heavy-duty diesel pickups that have a 5 or 6-speed manual transmission that requires you to use GL4 gear loop. Okay, so I just want our listeners to understand, just like you said about CVTs and how good those transmissions are, but they're different. You have to use CVT fluid for your CVT transmission, and if you have a manual transmission, that manual will tell you what type of gear loop you have to use. Be sure and look in the specification pages and see what it says, because if the manufacturer tells you you got to use a GL4, find a GL4. Because if you don't use GL4, you really do it at your own risk, because you could really mess up your synchronizers. And again, hey, why mess them up? Just use the product that was specified by your manufacturer. Get the right one. I highly recommend you use one of our synthetic gear loops. It's rated as GL4, and you'll never look back. In fact, one of the big places for GL4 rated gear lubes is in out drives on outboard motors and on boats.
Because sure.
They've always had a lot of brass in their out drives internally. So, good stuff to know. Keep you out of trouble.
And that's what you need to do in 2018, with everything costing as much as it does, and people are holding onto their vehicles longer than ever. You can email Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. You can give him a call as well, and reiterate that call number quickly, Dan.
It is 800-370-2986.
Perfect. If anybody has any questions, feel free and email me, and we'll get you the help that you deserve for your car. I'm Bob Lawing. That will do it for this hour of the program.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.